one. So yeah, one thing. Remarks, chairman's remarks. This is great, thank you very much. I don't have much remarks, but nice to see you. Apologies, absence, there was a mini. Number two?
Apologies. Yeah, no, sorry, that's the old agenda.
Oh,
yeah, that's the agenda from before. That's the chairman not removing it from before.
Who's that, mate?
No.
Your friend missed you.
So it's just that one item. Right. That's it, yeah.
Oh, I thought it was the other. Okay, that.
Yeah.
Then to Marcus' project. One item we already discussed, the event and market budget line by line. See what savings could be made and options what are available. And line by line. Right. Line number 1260. No, which one did we cross off first? Which line do you mean?
Yeah, I think it is line by line, yeah.
Okay, so 1260 Christmas market income. Budget 15,000, YTD actual 25,644. Forecast 24,549. Above target, below target 9,549.
I'm sorry, Chairman, could you speak just up a little bit?
I thought my voice would carry up here, but sorry, I will try.
Thank you.
Any marks for this line? The first line, 1,260.
Do you want Helen to do your sort of a brief on that, on the top, on the income?
Yeah.
Sure.
Could I just ask a quick question, though, please, if that's okay?
Of course.
I've got the budget of 129,036. This is possibly on page one, this one here.
Yes.
And we've actually got 16,889 in brackets below target, but it seems to be 16,899 above target. And we've got an assortment of bits and pieces in brackets, and just wanted a bit of clarification, if that's okay, as to where we are with that, if that's all right, Helen.
Yes, lovely. So from 126 though down to 1279 is the actual income we generate for the different events. So you can see we're forecasting to bring in £43,096. For the different events. The one that's changing at the moment is the market income, obviously, because that's changing, as more stores are being sold. So the overall figure is we're £17,000 above our forecast.
Yeah, okay.
And obviously down below where it says we're 16,000, so we're more or less breaking even on the expenses. Does that help?
It does indeed, yeah. Thank you, yeah.
Just a quick, is the 34,000 for next year, I take it? Is that the budget for next year?
Forecasted income, yes.
Yeah, for next year?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any comments to the line 12,660 or 1,279, anything? Between those income lines, remarks?
Madam Chairman, I think the only purpose of tonight's meeting is to actually see whereabouts we can actually make some sort of savings.
So income is fine with everyone?
Perhaps we could have some feedback from officers as to why certain income streams should stay, go or other. Would that be where we are?
Yeah, I think so. So at the last events and market meeting, there was quite a few changes to the events that was proposed. So obviously when we get to the full council budget meeting, you'll have seen that information with the extra budget in. Obviously the significant change will be the fact that bid are back in with the Christmas lights sharing. You can see as we work down here, I've put 45 in for Christmas lighting without bid funding, so that needs to be sort of changed. So instead of the King's coronation at 3,500, we've got the Easter event at 1,250 to try and make more use of the canal basin and without sort of road closures, if you like. The Sandylands event further on down, we've put in at 1,500. Again, we've got a grant application in for that, so we should know by the budget meetings so that should be covered. Skipton Gala is obviously the road closure. Skipton Car Show has been changed to D-Day. There's a small beacon that we'll be doing for D-Day.
So there's no car show?
We didn't do a car show last year. There may be a car show this year. I know that Mark's just talking about it at the moment. But we just helped with staff last year. And Pride, same as last year, we didn't do Pride last year. But we put in for a summer canal basin event, sort of waterways-ish, but not waterways. Just to try and utilise the canal basin a bit more, so we're delivering it without the heavy costs, if you like.
Did Town Hall not do Pride?
Town Hall did Pride, yeah. The summer park events were the events around in our recreation grounds that we've put in 1,200 for, because we hired a bouncy castle things for that. And Yorkshire Day, we've just put 500 in. All of these figures here are obviously not... I've not got any factors in for different funding, so there's grant funding available. We're available to get the National Lottery funding or apply for it again, so they are all subject to obviously grant funding support.
Can you turn the councillor signs this way? I have no brain today.
Can I just ask if bid, now they've been successful, have said what they will committed to, what they're going to help funding with?
I've got a meeting with them next week.
Okay.
Councillor
Page. Yeah, I do apologise for calling this meeting, but seeing that we're talking a lot of money and with inflation as it is, and it looks like the funding from central government for local authorities, which we haven't got much money from in a few previous years, is going down by 13%. We will have to look at what we spend. That's why we're here. And this this Astralite committee is one of that spends, I think it spends most actual money. The thing I the savings that can be made, and I've been told off but for saying the question, but we have to look at staff sometimes to see if we're getting best value for what they do, okay? And there's no way I thought to employ more staff banging on the table than anybody else in this room, I think, because that's what I do. But we have to look from previous year, we have basically four or five events, and they're all round about this time. We have the light switch on, we have the two Sunday markets, we have a Remembrance Day, and the next real event, that we know about will be probably sheep day. And what I'm looking at is to look at the salaries we have. Next year, £70,000, and there's a saving there. But we employ two full-time people at 37 hours, okay? And we also, the actual like percentage of cost we really, like administration of other people who work has something to do with it, but we put it at 10 actual percent, which takes it roughly to another 15,000, takes it up to 80 to 85,000. Does the financial officer, is that somewhere near?
I couldn't say that it's exactly 10% of the time, but...
No, but you have to put a figure on it to come up with something to work out how much is being spent on that function.
On the whole markets?
On the events here. I've got the events here. So roughly 10%. So it could be, I'll call it 10,000 then, but there is a cost. So we've got £80,000. And if we do like for like, next year, say, you know, we don't do any more events, or we have two full-time people at 37 hours. They are flexible because they look, because at this time of year, there's more events on there, so we take some time off. But I think when it comes to budget, that could be a saving if there's another way we could make the whole team with the markets and the events more flexible, as in they all work for one, okay? And I think there could be a saving there, because at the moment, to the end of the year, we have we are employing a temporary chap, aren't we, for Toby's old job. Is that at 31 hours?
Yes.
31 hours, and we have another one at 20. I think it's 21 hours, I'm not quite sure. So that's on a temporary. So I would like the officers to look if there's any possible saving there. Because if you look at it purely financially, it doesn't take in everything, we are paying nearly £20,000 for every event for staff, and that does not include the staff on the day. That is a very critical way of looking at it, because it's not as simple as that. But it needs to be looked at to see if there's any way we can make it permanently more flexible. And if we do need to have, because the figures just don't work out from members at that point, but that's something to look at. We don't have to look at that, but we're on the budget night. We will need some options there. Options mean that, is there any other way of saving money out of that budget? If there's not, the option is there's no way we can save money. You know, and we, you know, we take that. But £25,000 for everyone is just a point. Yeah. For the Christmas light switch on event, you know, do we get any money from bid there or not?
No.
No, we don't get any money from bid, so that's what it is. And it is a really good, that's quite new to us, really, in like comparative terms. We've done it about 6 or 7 years, I think, now. That civic event, twinning, I think we should, Chris was only saying that, we used to do quite a lot of twinning at one time. I think we could look in there, and that budget seems about right. And what does frighten me is not frighten me, is the Christmas lights. Hopefully BID will help to fund, but I would wish BID to spend more of their money on getting Rackham's open. But that is up to them. But from the, it's gone up from, I think it's 35,000, is it? Is it 35?
Was it? No.
Christmas light.
Yeah, yes, but that does include putting them up and taking them down.
It was 35. But it's now, 35, and now it's gone up to 45.
I have some intel on that one. The Christmas lights contract comes to an end this year.
Yeah.
And so they're taking them down. So they're looking for something that doesn't have to be taken down anymore. So there's these new LED lights that you don't have to take down, and you can also program them to different colors.
Yeah.
And they can service lots of occasions.
Yeah. I completely agree here.
So
they
are looking for cheap options.
Yeah, but it's gone up. I think with. There's 92 parish councils within.
Can I just help Councillor Mayne there? That end budget there, that hasn't gone up. That was our sort of figures to sort of start you off with the budget process.
What, 45?
Yeah.
So why is it there?
Because that's what I typed in.
Yeah, but the budget is now 35. But I'm not being awkward, I'm just trying to get the figures right in my head. The budget for now, for this year, is 35,000 split between BID and ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay, and that is on a, I think it was on a four, on a 4 year contract. Is it a 5 year contract?
Yeah.
So whatever it is, I think this is a way that we look at this to see what value we've got out of this, because it is not scrutinised. I've asked for the contract for that, 5 times, to see what they said they were going to put in is actually put in. So we need to look at that, because it comes to the end this year, and it needs to come back here with quite a few choices here, as Verby said, and maybe we can spend some of our, to see what the customs are, we could spend some of our capital on that, because Christmas comes every year, and so it's an option. So we need options to look at that and to make sure we're doing the right thing, because we're tied into these 5 year things, and we don't scrutinise it. We don't know. I don't think I can be wrong here.
Excellent idea. I think we could ask
him. Yeah, Peter asked me yesterday, and I did explain that it's actually locked in the cabinet at Bellevue. Yeah. If you could just bear with me a couple of days, I'll get you that contract.
They are going to look at options for BID. So we could ask BID if they could show them.
I've written the contract, the tender, but it comes to full council in January, because you have to agree it. And they were just some of the ideas we were talking about, trying to utilise the different trees. But obviously, when it comes to the Christmas lights, it has to come to the full council for members to make decisions. So if you don't want me to go out for a lease, then that's fine. I'll do, I can write it for Burgess.
Can I come back on what you've just said? Mm. That's fine. What I want, as a member, are options.
Mm.
Options that we get the best price, the best looking at other councils, other parish councils. If we could have to see what they do.
Sarah from BID is doing that thing.
Who?
Sarah from BID.
Yeah, BID. But BID.
But they won't show us what they found, and then.
Yeah, they won't show us what they found. But the actual decision comes to town councillors. If people want to spend money on it all, great. But I'm saying we need to look at, because the cost is a big cost, tied in for 5 years. It needs to be looked at and properly. So going out for asking for a decision at the next meeting, I think it's pointless.
No, you won't be asking for a decision. It has to go to a tender process.
Yeah, but I mean,
which we control by financial. But yeah, you'll but have to look at the options.
Can you please let me? I'm a member, right? What I'm asking, what I want to do, is have options on the table of what we want to do, and the only things are purchasing or purchasing part, doing part. Having a partner, looking at other local authorities, similar size within Yorkshire, see if we can get some leverage from the same companies that like to do this. And then we can see, do we need a five-year contract? Do we need it longer, shorter, whatever? But the options need to be there.
Thank you. Perhaps a way of getting around this through Madam Chair, is perhaps officers could present us with a gold, silver and bronze option, where we have a gold all singing and all dancing budget that we're obviously going to reject. We've got a silver one where perhaps we amalgamate two or three of the festivals or events and combine them into one. And possibly we have a bronze where we do a bit of both, where we can actually find some savings from somewhere, but also complement it with possibly a 4% council tax rise. And put it to the members and see where it will go. I mean, we haven't gone to the ratepayers for, I think, in 5 years, and things don't get any cheaper. But people's living doesn't get cheaper either, I understand that. But that would be a tough decision, and I'm sure members can make that at the time. But that would just to help things along and to give a bit of guidance. What would members think of that?
Question to me. Would this be the gold option then?
Well, it needs working on. So, I can do.
You throw out what can be.
Yeah.
I mean, we could even.
Importance list. Basically.
We could even say, well, we don't do anything whatsoever, and that could be an option as well. But so that's the worst case scenario, and we don't want to do that, do we?
Well, we did have one year, we had a tree with... I had more Christmas lights at my tree at home than there was on it. But anyway, never mind. It was Dennis on, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, poor old Dennis.
He got me involved.
Can I just ask, so we not have to go... I know bigger paying half of it as well, yeah. So we've not got the final decision, haven't we? We've got to work with them as well, do we not? If they're paying 17 and a half each.
Of course, money is welcome, but it's the... If people want to help, but we make the decision on what we want to do. We actually make the decision, and then with looking at what bid's got, but the decision is made here, and hopefully we get some money from bid.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Christmas lighting issue finished?
Yeah,
I'm finished, not sure.
Right, next line, market events.
Pardon?
Market events.
Christmas market events, 456. Everybody happy with that number? Councillor Maitland?
I know the Chief Officer, we've actually been doing the same. The Christmas market was not done by the Town Council at one time, it was done by the traders themselves. And we took it over, and it has been a success. And this year, the Chief Officer and the team has made some excellent changes, so we're not going the same, being whipped off by paying a fiver for a wide round of health skirt. So we've gone a different way of more actual, like, traditional Christmas events. But the prices of what people charge at these events for food, hopefully, we can't do anything this year because bookings have been taken, but this actually our committee should look very closely for next year's events of seeing some sort of template or some sort of fixed, put it for value for money. I always go back to the cheese and ham toasty for £10. Like if you have three kids and yourself it's 50 quid for five toasties or whatever. We are here not to make money, but to invite people to the town and people who live here as well. So that needs to be, a big part of how we look at the catering for next year with the prices. That's only, but it won't affect the budget as such, but it will affect the footfall and how good it is.
That's difficult one. Anything else with the Christmas market event surprise?
No.
King's coronation 4461.
I don't think he's done it. Yeah, I don't think so.
It's already been done.
It's been done.
But the Easter event is it now? Chiefs Day event 445. No. 14,500. Is everybody happy?
Yep.
Foodie weekend 4452. Sandylands.
That's not happening, is it? It's going to be a Sandylands.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's that?
It's going to be Sandylands. It's changing.
So it's going to be Sandylands.
Yeah. And a lot less money.
For the foodie weekend, we're not going to do it.
Yes,
Sandylands. It's going to be Sandylands.
Mm-hmm. So the market's better.
Cheaper.
Yeah, I'm upset. Yeah.
I think that the foodie weekends, like, I'm really happy about the market coming back in every month to the basic.
Mm. Mm.
So that would be hopefully something local foods and stuff. Anything for that? No. Skipton Gala 4411. Peter.
Just to say, we should continue, hopefully, we will continually pay for the biggest thing is the
traffic
control. Now I think it's £700. Is that more from the financial officer? I think it's £700, is it? I think it's gone up.
It has gone up, I don't know the exact figure.
It's got 1,000 budget.
Yeah, I'm just saying, but it's gone up quite like a considerable amount. Yeah. I would want to say, is actually that enough?
Yeah.
Fine, thank you for my point of view on that one, yeah.
Cool. Is that
1,000
for road closure for the car?
Sorry?
The road closure for the car?
Yeah, it depends, I mean, it's not, as I say, that's not a fixed budget, that's for, all councils.
Skip to a car show, not happening.
We're having D-Day instead.
D-Day, 200, well, that's... Okay. 4460, anybody, anything? 4463 Pride, which is not happening, which is kind of basing. Everybody happy? Personal point of view, it's been really nice having 2 years Pride in this town. It's like,
yeah.
It feels really good for the young people.
Well, you wouldn't think it, would you? You would never think if you went back
5 years.
5 years you mentioned Pride, you would be shot.
I feel shot, but I'm happy I'm shot.
Well,
so that's good. Anybody for that? 4463 Summer Park Events. Anybody for that?
Just a question, is that enough for what we think we do? Because Tegan and Tegan was by herself, it went down well on very little money, you know. It's just
it's more than last time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is more than last time. So, yeah, if we see if that's enough, but I think that could be a bit flexible, depends if we go to more places. Yeah.
Well, everybody happy?
Mm-hmm.
And Yorkshire Days, 4464. 5105. 21. That's that page. So, Christmas lights and salaries, what's the
most issue? Could I, most of the work with BID is for the, mainly the events, I think. We have the most consultation and work with them. I think at these meetings there should be a bid update to see what has gone on. It might not be money, it might be people, bid might want to borrow, etc., etc., to see what they're doing. But on every of these meetings, I think we should have a bid update, because I think it should come here, because that is where most of the bid money is spent. Is that a fair assessment? I don't think it's spent on any other thing. So if that could be put into the agenda every time, Chair. Okay.
I like that. Which page next?
Next page is it's not numbered, it's just a market thing at the back.
This thing?
Yeah.
No, it's
going
to the market thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Looks like it's in the market. Anthony Locke, is that it? Sorry.
Okay. No. You got it. Yes.
Yeah.
Right. 12:50, skip to the market for
the phone. I'm sorry, it's me again. But the income we get is from like mostly like consent fees, which are paid to us.
Yes,
And we do have the biggest one is Rackham's, but we'll come to that later. We do have another one, which is Thomas's, which we have used to be Thomas the Baker's, is that correct?
Yes.
I can't understand why we're making a profit on it.
Because basically, you'll see from the spreadsheet, the table, there's a table attached. And you'll see Thomas the Baker's, we take £360 a month.
Yeah.
Which is £4,320
yeah.
a year.
Yeah.
We pay. £2,400 in rent.
Yeah. The question is, Chair, why are we making a profit? We should. We are not here to make a profit. I think the person, the trader, it's only one trader. There, we should help them contact the owner, the lease, and they would be paying less rent. The only bit they would pay was a consent fee, and it's not a big pitch. So anything like that should be to help the trader, because on this market we are unique. In actual regard to, it costs such a lot of money compared to most, because we have the consent fee, which which is fair enough, which is not that much, but compared, but they have the fee, the rent they pay to the frontager. So what I'm saying here, Chair, is that any of these leases we have and working on, that we shouldn't be making a profit, we should be passing that on, so we do not collect rents. They should be, we can help the trader and the frontager come to agreement for it, but we do not collect rents, and all of this, the fee should be paid. See, there's a saving there for that trader of, I don't know, £1,000 a year or whatever it is. So we've, in the past, I'm afraid, we've wanted to be the landlord as well. We put a bid in to buy a pitch across the road there, £35,000, which was nuts. But we did it, and of course we lost. But from the principle of we only have a few on that, because we can't move things around the market. We're not allowed to move things around the market. I wish we could move traders around the market. The only place we can is on Rackham's and on Thomas the Baker's. So because we have a lease with them. So from the point of view, all possible savings should be passed on to the trader. It's easy one at Thomas's because there's only one person who trades on there. So so the full benefit goes to the trader and not us. We're not here to make money out of it. It's the same with any other agreements. So-called agreements we should look at. There's some which have been signed on, but we should not be collecting rent. So I think from the point of view of making that right, I actually would propose that we, after these leases run out, that except for Rackham's maybe, that we do not collect rent, we only collect the consent fee. If the frontager wants to collect rent, they are, of course, entitled to do so, but every frontager, except for Skips and the Bill Society, put nothing back into it. So we shouldn't be wasting our time. So I'll get a seconder here that after the agreement...
It's not on the agenda at the moment.
Now, can I? Because it is on the agenda, because it's a budget thing. So any budget thing can be, because we're talking about budget. Maybe people don't want to do it, but I am going to ask the chair to, from the point of view of collecting rents after these lease agreements are finished, that we do not do any more until we make look at it in greater detail. For what we are proposed to do is to collect the consent fee and not the rent, because it's not our job to collect rents to make the frontagers money. So if people agree, so...
I'll be prepared to do that, of course, possible, Peter. Something that I'm finding alarming, really, is our income, our raw income, is £42,000. But yet, we budgeted £55,341 in salaries, which is a bit of a deficit. It's quite possibly only Rackham's traders, which we probably have to go out and earn, that's actually bringing that back into sync. Would I be correct in suggesting that, Magna?
The market income is made up of the 10 months consent fee, and yes, there's a spreadsheet that I've prepared behind to show you how we come to figures for Rackham's and casual traders. So it's split out on the Rackham's Boots, Thomas the Baker's and Moore's, and you can see how much, if it's a consented fee column, how much they actually pay now, the total amount per year as well.
Right.
Less any holiday payments.
Yeah.
But the total income, budgeted income, is 80,000, we're forecasting 79,864 pounds.
Right. But 55,000 of that is going out in salaries.
That was the budget, but we're forecasting 49,000.
49,000, so that. Yeah, it's up to 60%, isn't it? But, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Sorry. It's difficult with the market because it's not the same every day. It's difficult to judge, difficult to know how many people to put on. You need people there when somebody packs up, last person's there, because you never know what happens, you know. Somebody needs to be there. And they do a good job. It's a difficult job because dealing with market traders is not the easiest job in the world, because they change their minds every day, a bit like me, but they do a good job in it. But what I need to look at is the Rackham's, is line 1252. The Rackham's contract we have here, and it was started on the 6th of May 2015, and from the 5th, and it ends the 5th of May, next year. I am not an expert, as everybody keeps telling me on this, but the one thing I can do is count. And this lease is appalling. We take all of the responsibility, right? And we pay them £12,500 a year. That was when it first started. It has gone up. There's increments sewn into the contract that you pay more, and for nothing. And this is every single bit of liability comes back to us, including the insurance. I think it's 20 million or 10 million pound insurance we have to pay. I don't know. We have to have cover for 20 million or 10 million, I'm not quite sure. But it comes to also, we have to pay up to £10,000 a year on business rates. Up to £10,000 a year. It has come down because of COVID and other things, but we have to pay. If it was done as an individual 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, individuals, like, the person would not have to pay any rates whatsoever. No rates whatsoever, because they'd be under the threshold of it. So as this is set up, it's set up as one pitch, basically, of Rackham's. So we have to pay full business rate of, it's been up to £10,000. So we're paying £10,000 to the local authority. Where if this was done, this is appalling, if this was done in a way that it should have been, it would have saved us £90,000 on the lease of that, £90,000 on the time of that lease.
Was
so,
the lease,
sorry?
What date was that?
2015.
2015.
So what I'm saying here, we want to look at this because this is... I can't see why we are collecting rent for them when they put nothing back into it. I know it's difficult, but the first thing you can do is not pay the rates. There must be a way around it, that we shouldn't have to do this. But also, paying £12,000 a year is not good value for money. We should be, if it was up to me, we'd pay nothing, but see that we want to manage it because we do a good job on it, right? When it comes to having the, a new agreement with them, it should be a brand new agreement with at least 60 or 70% less. Because the people are skipping, taxpayers are skipping, are paying this and getting nothing back in return. If we did that, we would be able to spend more on the market than we do at the moment for actual like promotions, etc., etc., making it safe. So from the point of that lease needs to come back here, and there needs to be lawyers involved in drawing up the new lease, and a massive reduction in rent. If they don't want to do it, tell them to collect the rent, and we will collect the consent fee, because we're being, I think we're being ripped off. But that's not for now, that can be done later on, but it will have to be done, because May is the end of the lease.
Right. Councillor McIntyre.
Yeah, we're just going to say that we're doing this line by line, but I agree with Peter to bring this back for full discussion at another meeting.
That sounds good.
Early in New Year.
Yeah, thank you very much, Madam Chairman. Peter, on one of his resolutions, we're wanting a seconder, so this is to second that one. I can't quite remember what it was, but it did sound quite sensible. And possibly, could we also have an additional resolution that we can get officers to bring this back to us, and the lease that is, and I will second that one as well, if that's okay.
Sorry, Chairman, I need to go, because before this meeting was called, I have something else to booked in for 7:30, and I'm now going to be late. Sorry about that.
Sorry.
Is it 7:30? Yeah, 7:30 by the time I get home.
I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, we are. Could I just check, Chair, with the agreement for Wackham's? We need, again, options of what we can do and the effect. If we don't have options, we will have nothing to vote on or anything to talk about. The second was the put on, as the Chief Officer said, we will put on to the next meeting in regard to what we all agree on, is that we are not rent collectors, we are collecting only the consent fee with the exception for Rackham's, well, that's a different thing, and we can put that on for the agenda for the next meeting where we can vote on.
Okay, that one. Looking at the contract, the best value for us.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Do we have to vote for that? Great.
Don't worry, I thought it maybe had a done.